states across the country are facing deficits. Many, including California, are looking to reel in state employee pensions to curb some of the budget shortfall. But no state has gone as far as Wisconsin. The state's governor, Scott Walker, wants the state Senate to vote on a bill that would eliminate most collective bargaining powers on issues such as pay raises and working conditions.
It took labor from the beginning of the country till 1935 to get the right to collective bargaining. That's a long time. And now one governor is trying to eliminate that. It's a very anti-democratic move.
That was USC history professor and labor expert Stephen Ross. He says collective bargaining gives workers a seat at the table to negotiate pay, benefits, and hours. He says without it, workers only have one weapon, to strike.
It's what they call one of the poison pills. You know, yeah, in the short term, you might get some savings, but in the long term, you're going to create a warfare between employers and employees.
The 14 Wisconsin Democratic senators have fled the state and are hiding out in Illinois. This blocks a vote on the bill. The state Senate needs at least 20 people to vote on the measure. Without Democrats, that only leaves 19 Republican senators. Supporters of the anti-union bill say unions have had a strong hold over negotiations, causing state pensions to balloon to unreasonable amounts. They say the bill is intended to give the government more control over pay in order to reduce budget deficits. Ross says in the last few decades, federal spending has increased without the same rate of increases in taxes. This makes large public employee pensions a natural target to help close budget deficits. California has already reduced pensions for new workers, but according to Ross, California is a long way from stripping workers of union protections.
Jerry Brown is less inclined to be a union buster, but it would give him, it would set a precedent by which he and the legislature might try to simply abrogate all collective bargaining agreements. And
other states, though, may be following in Wisconsin's footsteps. Republican legislators in Ohio planned hearings on a bill that would curb state workers' rights to unionize, including the right of firefighters and police to collectively bargain. Stephanie Guzman, Annenberg Radio News.